Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
A Trump administration responds to a judge's order now to pay full SNAP benefits for the month of November. We'll have more on that story in a moment. First, a couple of days after the FAA ordered airports around the country, 40 of the biggest hubs, in fact, to dial it back in the wake of the government shutdown, airlines are canceling flights left and right. The FAA order requires them to remove 4% of their scheduled flights today and eventually 10% by next Friday. And it has already created some anxious moments out at the big three airports here in town. Newsman Glenn Shuck tonight with more.
As I walked into Terminal 4, dozens sleeping on the floor in the midst of these new delays and cancellations. David and his young son just landed back from Israel and saw all what was going on.
I feel safe. I haven't had an unsafe experience. It's terrible. Something's got to change. But at times it can get a little stressful.
Do you have any other travel in the next couple of weeks here with all the...
Heading back to Israel.
If they keep making these cuts, though, right, are you concerned going forward?
I mean, yeah. I will get to the airport earlier and hope for the best. Keep checking on the flight. It doesn't get delayed. It doesn't get canceled.
Delta, for one, putting out a statement. If passengers do get bumped in these days ahead, they will offer complete refunds if necessary. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at JFK.
And with all the delays and cancellations, the AAA is in PSA mode, public service announcement, that is, telling people what they could do to try and ease the burden of the nightmare that's expected at the airports, that is.
It's adding insult to injury.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens going into the Thanksgiving season.
AAA's Robert Sinclair Jr. says you might want to add an extra hour to your arrival time at the airport.
Don't check your luggage. Travel with a carry-on. That will make it easier in case something happens. And if you're still looking to book a flight, book a direct flight.
Whether or not people decide to ditch the plane for the car or train will all depend on distance. He says if the trip is over 1,000 miles, people will usually stick it out with air travel. But if you drive, good news about gas prices.
We have been going down significantly since Labor Day.
Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also stemming from the government shutdown files, the Trump administration appealing yesterday's ruling from a federal judge in Rhode Island, requiring them to pay all SNAP benefits for the month of November in full, starting today. That judge says the administration didn't consider the impact cutting SNAP benefits or giving less than 100% would have on American consumers who need it to feed their families. Two other judges ruled a week ago for the administration to use money in a contingency account to pay the benefits. The administration had planned to follow the order, but said it was only enough to pay 65% of the bill. Well, yesterday's ruling told the administration to find the money to pay the whole thing. It's now a question of where and if the administration will come up with that money in the wake of its appeal. Cops on the hunt for two men now who apparently pretended to be law enforcement before robbing a guy at gunpoint. This happened yesterday in Kensington, where the 37-year-old victim was sitting in his truck. Police say the duo came up, flashed a bag, a fake badge, obviously, and then directed the guy to get out of his vehicle. Well, when he refused, one of the men punched him in the face and pulled out a gun and grabbed his necklace. The suspects fled the scene in a Benz. The investigation is ongoing. Six people, facing a long list of charges now in a major drug bust in Suffolk County.
The Suffolk DA says there was enough fentanyl to kill all of the 1.5 million residents in the county. DA Ray Tierney says six people arrested.
Miguel Torres's home in Wyandanch, the task force allegedly recovered approximately 3 kilograms of a substance that field tested positive for fentanyl and 2,000 fentanyl pills.
He says a number of illegal guns also recovered.
This case is demonstrative of how our illicit drugs flow from outside the country, primarily oftentimes into New York City and then out to Long Island.
The DA says the six were also found with cocaine and heroin. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A Bronx man arraigned today on murder charges for the fatal beating and robbery of a strap hanger at a Brooklyn subway station last month. Remember that? Prosecutors say 25-year-old David Mazaregos was inside the J Street Metro Tech station in downtown Brooklyn when he unleashed an unprovoked attack on 64-year-old Nicola Tansey. The younger man allegedly punched and stomped on the victim multiple times, then stole his wallet and credit cards, which he allegedly later used to make purchases, including a sword. Tansey was pronounced dead at the hospital after suffering a skull fracture and crushed nasal bone. Mazaregos is facing first and second degree murder charges, along with robbery, grand larceny, and more. President Trump has pardoned baseball legend Daryl Strawberry for tax evasion and drug charges. The 8-time All-Star won the 1986 World Series with the Mets and then 3 more times with the Yankees in the late 90s, but went through a series of health and legal troubles post-career. Strawberry pleaded guilty to tax evasion in 1995 over his failure to report $350,000 in income. And then the following year, he was charged with cocaine possession and soliciting a prostitute, ultimately serving 11 months in Florida State Prison. In issuing the pardon, the White House cited Strawberry's post-career embrace of his Christian faith and longtime sobriety and the fact that he served jail time and paid back his taxes. Well, for Westchester residents who commute to the city, there's a new transit option if you've got deep enough pockets, a 12-minute helicopter ride. Yeah, Blade Air Mobility launching the program next month, connecting Manhattan with Westchester County Airport. Blade CEO Rob Wiesenthal says the steep price not only gets you an ultra-fast commute, but also offers some stellar views.
You'll be flying over the river. You'll be flying over the George Washington Bridge. You'll see Manhattan as you approach it. And it's terrific. I mean, it's, I say flying in three dimensions because, you know, you're taking off vertically, which is a unique experience for most people.
Okay, so the price tag, $225 for a single flight, or $125 if you have a Blade commuter pass. Those passes cost $250 a week, $1,000 a month, or $10,000 a year. Oh boy, just like a Metro card.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.